tracking. We're trying to track down Jonathan Gray in New Zealand. I think it's about 3 hours or 4 hours for the time difference. It's a little, it changes a bit, but it's a day ahead. So, like I used the joke with our other people from New Zealand, Karen and Campbell Kilgore, and Mountain Red Velvet, because they're in the future, we have to believe them. They already have been there. So, now Jonathan takes an analysis of world events and looks at the biblical, if you want to call it, locksmith, and then tries to put together ancient archaeology, where he's actually traveled around the world, and other biblical researchers, and has put together some thesis, for example, in this latest four-DVD set with a fifth special DVD that you get with a package, another five e-books at beforeus.com. And he's one of our favorite guests that comes on the program because he's a strong Christian, he's an ancient archaeologist, and he's a biblical expert, and I consider him also on the topics which he talks about, prophetic analysis. Now, I want people to understand that I'm very happy with the election of Trump and Pence, and I'm very happy with the agenda that they have in their list of things to do, and I think America is going to come back. In fact, I'm just going to read off some of the major news items that are going on here in terms of Drudge. America great again. Carrier, which is the air conditioning company, which is going to leave, is not. And this is before Trump even gets to Inauguration Day on the 20th of January 2017. the Trump rallies are continuing, believe it or not. He's going to start doing what I call a thank you kind of parade. I think probably after Inauguration you'll see him showing up in different places across the country. Goldman Sachs is even saying the presidency will benefit almost every sector. It's my guess that the Trump presidency also had an impact on why OPEC decided to finally cut their excessive production, and the prices jumped. Of course, the Saudis have been suffering greatly because if they don't have a price above a certain level, they can't maintain their economy because they have a lot of expenses that they run, and the Saudis basically spend, in a sense, more money than they make a lot of the time. As a result, although they're trillionaires, they're living on the knife's edge, because it's like anything, if you spend more than you make, no matter how rich you are, you can get in trouble pretty dang fast. So that's what's going on that level. The only areas of danger that I see is make sure that we don't kind of get sucked into globalism policies, and that we have policies that make sense. And I'll just run through a few that I think need a little tweaking. In healthcare, if you don't approach and deal with the big pharma, the big Medica, which is the big hospital corporations, and the fee-for-service and the malpractice issues, you're never really going to fix healthcare. That's pretty straightforward. If in terms of trade, you need to have fair trade, and you may need to have tariffs. By the way, TPP and TTIP take away your trade tariffs, so you don't have a big stick to actually make deals. And we need to make deals individually with nations. The TTP and TTIP basically would take away that and put it to international tribunals that will make our government vestigial. Not a good thing at all. Now, you want to have win-win situations. China has been doing predatory practices, $200 billion of industrial espionage per year. Many of them come to our universities and go to technical institutes and then walk away with technology and then reproduce it in China and then try to advance it, because they have very little capacity to generate new technology because their culture suppresses it. In fact, we have to be certain that people understand that it's more of a cultural and a reason why the creativity is suppressed, because if you develop something new during the communist regime, and it's getting tougher in China, not less tough, because there's a lot of social networking now that's under control of the state. And so China, although the people are suffering all this social controls garbage with their own special Chinese supernet, they're, on the other hand, getting highly educated, often coming back from American and European universities. And there's 9 people for every job that now is available in China. So they have a number of factors there. They might survive, but they may limp along. And the BRICS nations, by the way, are not really healthy. When we talked to Jonathan, I don't know if we were able to track down Jonathan. Are you there, Jonathan? No, I don't hear Jonathan yet. So he may be thinking he's on next week, because usually it's every 2 weeks. Next week we will have on Wednesday, because of timing and schedules, Dr. Bob Teal. So let's see. I need to get a little bit more of my water here. So that's what I see happening there. The Italian referendum is very likely going to collapse the banking systems there because the Italians are totally fed up with the fascism of austerity. You see it now with Fillon in France. The dark horse, very unlikely to be elected. Now, conservatism is spreading to Austria, France, Italy. Again, this is post the election win by Trump and Pence. So nationalism is rising. This is going to directly put a stymie on the rise of the superstate Europe, which may be put off for a number of months. Again, remember now, the Bible is written in such a way that God's judgment is often conditional on issues such as repentance. And in fact, when people repent, just like when King David repented, although he brought judgment on dividing the kingdom after the rise of his son, Solomon, he still blessed him with building and bringing materials together for the temple. So the temple was built by Solomon, yet he also divided the kingdom afterwards. So what you need to understand is that America is moving into a state where we're talking about pro-life issues, where both Trump and Pence are pro-life, where it's very likely we're going to have a revision with the new court, the new Supreme Court, that's going to change things for generations, where you're going to see pro-life issues brought forward, so late-term abortions are going to cease to exist. I'm hoping all abortions will cease, and they will try to offer the technologies for birth control, which include a valve so that women can't get PID or pregnant. As I said before, women have the right to remain sterile. They do not have the right to kill their babies. They are live persons. And if people say, well, they have a right to control their bodies, yeah, but that's not their body. It's a genetically distinct individual that's dependent on them. And if we could, we could transfer them to an artificial uterus, which is George Washington University in the 70s, a long time ago. This is 40-some years ago. Was doing research, and also a university in Italy was doing research on artificial uteri in the Vatican, actually intervened to tell them to stop doing their research in Italy. So you need to understand the idea of genetically engineering your transgenics now with the CRISPR protocol is very real. We need to understand that human beings, the inviolability of human life from the moment of conception is important, or you're going to end up with genetically engineered transhumans or cyborgs or horrendous things down in the future. And again, transhumanism is being pushed by globalists. They don't really want life extension, they just want transhumanism, which is why we've had our expert on, Dr. Ron Klatz, one of the founders, along with Bart Goldberg, in terms of founding the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. And he was at a forum, I think 3.5-4 years ago, World Economic Forum. They tried to push transhumanism and suppress life extension. Now, my video is going to be revised in the next week or two that'll explain my theory of aging and life extension. And it's very radical. It's new. It's not comparable to anything that's ever been published or presented to the world in the past. It can be validated with scientific and technical technologies that look at the quantum biology of how the genes work. And just to summarize, what happens is your DNA is interacting with the environment in terms of biophotons that are coming through from the mineral content, primarily in the ion channels in your cells, and nutrient content, and it turns the genes on and off. The primary thing is the black keys on the keyboard of your DNA is actually mineral content that your telomeres regulate the ion channels and tell them whether or not a certain mineral should come in. So, for example, when your hair turns gray, it's simply a matter of your hair follicles shutting down the ion transport of manganese, because the manganese-dependent pigment enzymes basically color your hair. So when you're, in a sense, aging and disease is a song either programmed into the body for senescence and death, and again, the longest-lived populations of high mineral content, which means they have more genetic expression. So if you're looking at the reasons why certain populations, and the 18 populations that have more centenarians by 100 times, they all have, 17 of them, glacial milk, and the 18th has Okinawa Japanese have coral calcium in their diet, which means higher mineral content. We have, of course, our NDMEs, which helps with that. I'm working on a newer technology from the NDMEs that will be coming out in the new year. It's, again, a mineral chaperone. And we have, of course, our protein, amino acid, chelated minerals in Minerals Plus and Vitamineral Max, and our drinks such as Life Support. And If you don't have the trace minerals, you can't turn on the genes to regenerate tissue. Now, we can measure which minerals are out of balance using technologies like the QRMA and the metapathia and the bioplasm. There's also voice print analysis from Beyond Voice that was developed out of Israel that is doing research with Mayo and found that with a specific voice print pattern, they can find 19 times increased risk of heart disease. It's my theory that the minerals are based on a mineral fingerprint is a basis for every illness, and a mineral deficiency is tied to a specific illness in a specific target tissue. So research like Dr. Linus Pauling's work on electron spin resonance imaging studies, such as the idea of a field ion scanner, and I worked out the physics of it 5 years ago with a radiologist I explained to in Los Angeles of how to build Linus Pauling's field ion scanner. So this is going to be possible in the future. Right now, though, we already can actually tell you on your metapathia scan and your QRMA what your tissue's needs are. And this goes beyond even the simple packed red cell testing. So you have to understand there are really good things coming out that we can correct genetic disorders like Down syndrome, but there's bad things where they could do genetic harm. Now, on the prophetic stage, and we're talking about this with Jonathan regularly, it's just like we don't want to be like Jonah. You remember Jonah the whale? He tried to run from God because he didn't want to give a prophetic warning to Nineveh. He thought the Ninevites didn't deserve a warning to stay judgment. Well, think of America as full of a lot of Ninevites. There's a lot of people in America that are good people, and there's people that are hell-bent on doing whatever they please. I mean, just look at the latest thing on Pizzagate, which we'll get into tomorrow, with Leo Lyon-Zagami. But the fact is America has done great good and great evil in the world. And we're both the daughter of Babylon and the daughter of Zion, which means we're the house of Ephraim in the end times. And America has led to 90% of the evangelism of the world in the last two centuries, also 90% of the patents, the economic stability, and the stability of the world. But we've also, especially lately since 9/11, promulgated a lot of illegal wars based on being masters of chaos. So we need to repent of that. We need to stop regime change, like with Bashar al-Assad, and nation building when we're dealing especially with Muslim nations. We need to realize Islam is completely anathema to Western culture and in a constitutional Christian, Judeo-Christian democracy. It's not possible to mix the two, oil and water. We need to start being realistic in terms of whether we want to clean up the environment so we can actually get real life extension, where people live long into their 70s, 80s, 90s, and over 100, but healthy. Not in a nursing home drooling for 20 or 30 years. We need to start realizing the burden of illness is increasing dramatically. When I went to medical school, we had only about probably one person in 4,000, 5,000 would get autism. Now in some classes in school, it's 1 in 28. We're seeing cancer rates go through the ceiling. We're seeing rates of congestive heart failure go through the ceiling. We're seeing rates of all kinds of illnesses increasing dramatically because we're what we're doing with the environment. And this goes beyond the danger of nuclear war, economic chaos, and other things. That mankind is a terminal activator of an extinction-level event, not only of the biological systems on the planet, but of the human race. And that prophetic judgment requires repentance. America, for example, wants to do fracking to become energy independent. But when Donald Trump wants to do this, he has to do it with microwaves and other non-chemical technology. We need to start mining out primary water to recharge the aquifers so we don't end up depleting water and killing the, if you want to call it, the growth zones and the farming zones in America. We need to, you know, not only control our borders, but we need to have rapid immigration of people that want to come here and are good people that have good, strong families from whatever culture, especially good cultures like Hispanic cultures where the family is really strong, where they make excellent workers, where they're good people from Mexico, Central and South America that want to come here and work hard and become good Americans and want a constitutional republic to protect them. We need to make sure that if people are coming from Muslim countries, and that's my personal view, that Muslims should not be admitted. Now, that seems a little extreme, but we have to realize that moderate Muslims will tolerate extreme Muslims because it's part of their culture. And in America, we can't be tolerant of things that are going to put us in danger. For example, this young man that was a Somali that did this danger in Ohio State, he came to America, he's only 18 years of age, But again, remember, these jihads are happening. Many of them are American-born Muslims, like Anwar al-Awlaki, who was not a stupid man. He was intelligent, and he had an engineering degree. We have to also realize that Christians need to return to their spiritual Christian roots instead of foolishness. And there's a lot of things in our eschatology that's just plain wrong. For example, the rapture. I challenge anybody out there to tell me that the rapture is going to occur before all this stuff happens, and we'll be kind of looking down with one eye and squinting and think, oh, no, I better look away. It's really bad down there. It's not going to happen. God is going to keep our sorry carcasses here to save our fellow human beings on the planet, either in or outside our country, as long as necessary for us to save as many in God's kingdom as is possible. And those basic principles were there when the first Roman emperors were destroying Christians and throwing them to the lions. And in many countries of the world where persecution is greatest, like in China, where over the last number of decades, if you had one piece of the Bible, you were thrown into a Laodai prison camp and tissue type for your kidneys and your other organs. If you really think that Christianity doesn't grow in persecution, of course it does, because you face the reality of that life and death and eternity are really important. And it doesn't mean you can have a long and healthy life here on the planet, but you really can't have peace, with national, military, or other peace, unless you have peace with God first. And what I see happening, and I want to guard against this, is that we don't want either Trump or his administration to lay the groundwork for totalitarianism down the road, so that if we stop repenting, maybe a generation from now, 20 or 40 years, that America becomes a danger to the whole planet. I want to make sure that the things we put in place, including getting rid of abortion, restoring a proper border, improving immigration to make it efficient, and proper vetting to make sure people come here want to become real Americans, no matter what their skin color is. It doesn't matter. We need to be colorblind. We need also, though, not be blind to the fact that certain, quote, religious groups like Satanism, which you know John Podesta and Hillary Clinton were involved with, isn't acceptable. Pizzagate is a good example, which we'll get into tomorrow, talking about the horrors of how this was operating right inside the Democratic Party and inside Hillary Clinton's life, the life of many of the globalists. Are basically full-blown Satanists like George Soros. We need to realize this is not a conspiracy theory. This has come out not only in WikiLeaks emails, but in the major media now. And a lot of it they don't really want to touch, or they want to kind of, you know, spin it. That, nah, this is so bizarre, it can't be really happening. Yes, it is happening. It's been happening for many centuries, only it's coming to a head now, and it's right in our face. So what I want to see happening in America is I want people to continually pray for Trump and Pence, that we continue to have a godly and administration that, number one, doesn't destroy the environment with fracking, with chemicals, that doesn't... doesn't ignore the fact that we're doing some military and other things that are affecting the world climate. For example, level two of our space-based anti-missile system is to put nanoparticles in the upper atmosphere to weaponize the planet and be able to create a plasma with nanoparticle thorium, strontium, barium, and aluminum. And it's not just the United States. When I spent an evening with Dr. Isley, a physicist who founded the World Constitution Parliament Association on March 16th, 1990, in Colorado, I spent an entire evening with him. He explained the physics of how they plan on putting these nanoparticles up to alter the weather, and they also plan on sinking carbon dioxide molecules to the bottom of the oceans to literally shut down the carbon-oxygen cycle, which is crazy because our oxygen levels have dropped now to 19% from 21% worldwide because the amount of oxygen in our big cities now is reducing. So we're going to still try to track down Jonathan. So far, no good. But if you have questions on any topic, so keep Trump and Pence in our prayers. Let's move to not 100 but 200 days to get Obamacare fixed, because it's destroying our economy. It's killing people and it's bankrupting people. Let us fix our economy. So now Carrier is coming back. So America is going to be great again.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. And
welcome back. We have Jonathan Gray here for just a few moments. I think the wires get crossed. He usually comes on every 2 weeks, but we usually have him on every 2 weeks. With the scheduling and all the changes over the holidays, Dr. Bob Teal will be here next Wednesday, so it may be the week after before we have a full program with Jonathan. But I wanted to make some comments about the nationalism with the election in Fillon in France, the Italian referendum that's going on, and the return or repeat of the election in Austria. We're seeing not only Brexit, but the American nationalism exerted with Trump and Pence, and I think some repentance. So my guess is it's like the Ninevites that repented in sackcloth and ashes. We need to be cautious, though, and prayerful that the Trump-Pence don't lay the groundwork for a future totalitarian regime in America, or to use the military and financial and digital processing power of America at a future administration to do great evil in the world. So welcome back, Jonathan. Yeah, we only have a couple minutes here, so I want you to comment on nationalism being exerted now with Fillon in France, the repeat of the Austrian election, and the referendum in Italy that, by the way, could teeter the banks to crash them. So we're on the edge of an economic apocalypse. We're on the edge of nationalism being exerted. And we have the rise of the Trump-Pence administration, but there's some people in the administration that are being considered that a lot of the groundswell that supported Trump are concerned about, like Romney, and people need to be aware that Mormons are at the highest levels are directly connected to the Rothschilds. There's a number of other people that could be considered as part of his cabinet or senior people that are, you know, frankly have in the past been globalists. Hopefully, if he even brings them in, he has to maintain a strong hand over them. But I want to make sure that we continue to pray and also exert political influence so that Trump and Pence don't do things that are, number one, evil, like hydrofracking with chemicals and not using microwaves, but also they don't have international policies that either strengthen America for a future regime of totalitarianism or do wrong things or pull back from their objective, which is to get rid of abortion with the Supreme Court and Roe versus Wade, to control our borders and to not just kind of play around with the issue of Islam, but to lay it to rest that bringing Muslims into any Western country is stupid. It's one of the few people that I totally agree with just General Flynn on this issue. So can you make a couple comments in the few minutes you'll be able to talk today?
Yes, I'll be pleased to, Bill. Now, relating to the situation in Europe, it's exactly what I've been predicting. And I'm doing it from a prophetic standpoint, Bill. The exit, the Brexit, British exit from the European Union. I did an economic trade which was very profitable at the time. It was about to happen because on the strength of a biblical prophecy that they shall not cleave one to another.
Right.
And I would say the same prophecy applies right now. There's going to be a breakup of Europe. And Europe is going to come crashing down economically. I have no hesitation in saying that's going to happen, and we have biblical prophecy to support it.
Right. Yeah, and where this is going is we have BRICS, which is only about 10% of the world economy. 90% is the U.S. Federal Reserve Fed note for the U.S. dollar. And we're seeing a move toward cashless systems in India and a number of other nations where they're getting rid of cash altogether. So the baby steps toward the mark of the beast are being made in multiple countries now, like India is the first to actually digitally analyze with iris scans, digital fingerprints, and facial biometrics every citizen in India. That's been done. Where I see things going is the confluence of events in the future, and it may not be this administration, it could be 20 or 40 years from now, but at the convergence of the issues, they're eventually going to have a peace treaty to stabilize the Middle East, which is inflaming everything. They're eventually going to move toward a cashless system where the global superstate will have total control over people's every action, not just their money. And I'm concerned. I want to make certain that the Trump-Pence administration are, number one, stay in prayer, stay close to God's will, and don't do evil things either to our environment, like hydrofracking, except with microwaves. And if they want energy independence, do it rationally and don't worry about carbon dioxide. That's not the issue. Pollution's bad. Can you see?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, and we have Jonathan, and I don't know if you can stay for much longer. We've got about a 15 to 20 minute segment here, and you can stay if you can for a portion of that. I want you to kind of give us a summary where you see your prophetic books, which are at beforeus.com, and we see these going. And again, remember the Bible is not pronouncing that things are absolute. There's always a conditionality to prophetic outworks. And a good example, one of my favorite books of the Bible is the book of Job, what happened to Job and how God said, my ways are higher than your ways. And the books that deal with Jonah being swallowed by the whale and spewed up on the beaches that originally arrived him in Nineveh. And when he got angry with God because he didn't fry Nineveh, because he told him he was supposed to go there and tell him because judgment was coming, but their king repented in sackcloth and ashes. And again, I guarantee that it wasn't the king alone. It would probably be all of his court, his wife, and many of his family who saw this prophet coming forward, and they believed him. And because they believed him, they actually turned from their evil ways, at least for a period of time, and they had 40 years of grace before God said, okay, that's it, I'm going to fry you now. So the warning right now in 2016 is that in 2040 or 2026 or 2036, we don't want America to turn back and turn toward evil, especially if we make not only America great again, but people need to understand who and what America is. There is no nation like America on the planet, and never was. America is so powerful that the average person, even in geopolitics, has no idea that we have military, strategic, and space technology that literally is centuries ahead of anybody else. We have cybernetic programming and artificial intelligence technology that's centuries ahead of anybody else. And on the other hand, America has done both great good, evangelizing the world of great evil. We are the chaos masters supporting ISIS and ISIL. We're the bankers that are supporting deviltry around the world. We have tremendous number of our politicians are forbore Satanists like Hillary Clinton and and John Podesta, where now we have this horror coming forward with Pizzagate. I don't know if you've heard about that yet. Do you have any comments about Pizzagate?
No, I haven't heard that one, Bill.
Well, I want you to investigate it, because when you come back in a few weeks' time, let's say the week after next, that would be the week of the... Let me look at my schedule here. That would be December 14th. What I see happening, Pizzagate's where in Washington, D.C., they have a number of pizza parlors where they had underground tunnels and they could grab children. They were doing underage sex with these children, and many of them were actually snuffed in satanic ceremonies where they actually eat their hearts and actually drink their blood. People need to realize this has actually come out now, believe it or not. And Hillary Clinton, who I know from independent sources, her family were Rodhams, witches, and warlocks for many centuries. They had her go through seeing these snuff ceremonies when she was a little girl, which is why the woman is so bizarre and evil. John Podesta, her campaign manager, is directly involved with this spirit cooking garbage that was going on that came out of the WikiLeaks during the election cycle last month or so. And people need to know this is not a conspiracy made up by weird people thinking you're just conspiracy theorists. This really is happening. I don't think people understand that the war in heaven among powers of good and evil is already going on right now. And then on earth, whether God's judgment falls depends on whether we pray for our leaders and if our leaders listen to us. And we got to be cautious that all the great things that have happened now that we have Donald Trump and Pence in there, how long will that repentance last? Will it be this administration? Will they make missteps? Will they bring in a globalist that will actually bring in policies that are bad? For example, I have great misgivings about putting Romney in there because the Mormons, high-level Mormons, are all high-level Masons, and the Mormon Church is tied directly to the Rothschilds through their collapse of their economic adventures in around the 1940s in Hawaii with their sugar plantations and their pineapple endeavors. So we need to be very cautious that high-level Masonry has penetrated through not only Islam but every Christian religion, including the Catholic Church. And we are literally, you know, it says, behold Babylon, the great mother of harlots and of abominations on the earth. That's the Catholic Church and all its daughter churches, which is the World Council of Churches. It's all the paganism in the world. It's also America. I call it Ephraim America. It's gone its own way. It started off really well. There's some really good people in America, but there's also some incredibly evil people that, if you want to call it, the most good people on earth are Americans, and some of the most damned evil people on earth are Americans. So we're a duality, and what happens is we were very close to having Hillary Clinton as our president and a bunch of blood-drinking Satanists running the show. Now, I know that Donald Trump is a high-level Scottish Rite Mason. Remember, the American Republic was founded by Masons with good intentions, many of them with Christian value systems, and God will honor Christian values even if they're gone in some degree of apostasy themselves. But I'm very concerned that Christians need to wake up, because by and large the church is dead in America. It's awake enough that 81% of Christians voted for Donald Trump and voted for pro-life. But what do you think, Jonathan? Where are we right now? Because I'm concerned that we may be delaying judgment, but we may be in the middle of laying the groundwork for things that could be bad down the road. What do you think?
Well, there's a lot of truth in what you're saying, Bill, most people are asleep, unfortunately. We have to wake them up.
That's why prayer is so important. I don't think the prayer of the average American is like in the Rust Belt of America that wanted jobs back and wanted to return to a pro-life Christian constitutional republic instead of open borders with crazy Muslims coming in to kill us, like this guy in Ohio State, 18 years of age, from Somalia. People are just fed up. They realize they've been giving a death sentence by their so-called global financial and geopolitical leaders. And I know that Donald Trump, I call him a blue-collar billionaire, has some things about him that may be very positive, but we really need to keep our hand on him because I see some defects in his character. He's a bit of a narcissist. If you want to admire him enough and massage his ego, he may do things that are, in the long run, not good.
Yes. Bill, I'm going to have to go in a minute now, but my one comment is this, that we must get back to biblical prophecy. America is mentioned in Bible prophecy as one of the two great powers in the end times, and what's going to happen in America is laid out. Now, we can delay it, as you say, by our prayers. It's going to come, but America is going to be the place from which comes the mark of the beast, and this is going to be engineered by the other major power, the Vatican. Now, we've got to pray for our leaders. We've got to pray for Donald Trump. He can hold it off, or he can bring it forward. The fact is that the Most High, who rules heaven and earth, we have to be in touch with him if we want to stall it from our own day.
I'll tell you, my guess is I think Donald Trump is grace. And there'll be a combination of not only people like Mike Pence, but maybe even some of Trump's family and other good Christian people that'll hold it off for a generation. But we can't think that the lease of Satan is over on this planet, or that America won't be overtaken by a future generation of satanic, democratic progressives that will bring America to the final culmination of using this immense power that's being built up by Trump and the ones that'll follow him, like Mike Pence, if he takes over administration on the next term or two terms from now. I'm very concerned that America doesn't stay vigilant and stay in prayer. I'm very concerned that people will go back to sleep thinking, hey, everything's cool now, we got Trump in there, everything's fine. And even during this administration, we don't want bad decisions like, you know, hydrofracking or just, you know, temporarily vetting things, or even the comments that Trump made that he's not going to prosecute, doesn't want to hurt Clinton. It's not his business. It's the business of the Attorney General, Mr. Sessions, I'm sure, who will proceed, and the Congress will proceed with their investigation. So Trump sometimes makes statements that are what I call media-like statements that have no relevance to his office, which he's in. He can dissect himself away from the idea of personally counterpunching against Clinton, but her consequences are not dependent on his actions. And what I'm concerned about is I want to make sure that this administration, and say the next one, if it takes 8 years, are positive for America, but also for the world, because America's international policies, whether it's for you guys in New Zealand or Australians or Europeans, is going to change the direction of the planet. It's already doing it. We see the rise of nationalism in Fillon in France and Austrian re-elections. And what I see happening in Italy is a referendum. We're teetering on an economic collapse. I'm predicting that 2017 we'll see an economic earthquake. I think Trump's response to that will make America stronger again. But if we get a cold, the rest of the world gets double pneumonia and has a cardiac arrest. I've made the statement that, for example, if America completes its U.S. Three-layer space shield against incoming missiles, that America will be completely impervious to attack and literally can destroy any nation without that nation having any defense whatsoever, and that includes Russia and China. And that's really close, because within a few years that can happen. Trump is going to put the money in to complete the space shield. And I have intimate and exquisite, high-detailed technical knowledge of the fact that America is so powerful, no other nation or even collective of nations can stand against America. So if America takes a bad turn, things are going to get very vicious on planet Earth, right? So, Jonathan, any other comments? Ah, he had to run. Okay. So out there, I want to hear your feedback. We need to continue to pray. We need to also get emails. A lot of us Trump supporters, and I supported them not only prayerfully but with this program and financially a lot. I want to see people continue to keep our hand on the tiller to make sure that we don't end up, unless, for example, with Romney, we have a very significant public repentance for all the nasty things he said against Trump, and an ongoing attitude that he's going to stay on the Trump kind of bandwagon in terms of international policies as a State Department representative. I prefer to have somebody like General Petraeus as a person who I consider would be militarily honest and trustworthy, and somebody like General Flynn in terms of defense, because he's a realistic attitude toward Islam and Islamic terrorism, not the foolishness that we often had put forward by politically correctness from Barack Obama, which basically means if you actually take his native language in Kenya, Barak means, of course, in ancient Hebrew, means lightning. So I see him like lightning falling from heaven. So he's like a proxy of his master, Satan. Obama is unfortunately still pushing policies to bring across many people into this country that are flooding across the borders. He's still talking about the idea of pardons for Hillary Clinton or trying to pass some kind of Dream Act executive order. This is going to get really nasty, especially where Stein and Clinton are trying to dispute the votes. They're not going to do anything other than trying to delegitimize the government when real actions are being taken. And we need to stay in prayer. We need to pray for America. We need to pray for these enemies, too, that they get it. If Jill Stein is really concerned about the environment, she needs to realize she's an idiot in terms of the idea of carbon credits for control of global warming. We're heading into a modern ice age, which has nothing to do with carbon dioxide. She has to also realize that pollution is really bad, so we need to actually work with nations like China to sell them liquid natural gas. We need to work on non-proliferation of nuclear weapons. We need to deal with terrorism in Islamic nations and not try to do regime change and make it completely unacceptable to have Muslims that think it's okay to tolerate extreme Islam in Europe or in America. We've got 10 million Muslims almost in America, and a lot of the Muslims are going to cause trouble are American-grown and literally they tolerate, even if they don't do it themselves, they tolerate extreme Islam in its worst forms because it's part of their religion. That's why you don't see large groups coming forward. In fact, imams have been fired recently when they supported Donald Trump in super vetting these Syrian refugees because they didn't want to have extreme Islam because they knew eventually that if really bad terrorism happened in multiple sites in America, eventually, a lot of Muslims are going to end up in civil detention camps, including a lot of innocent people that would not directly themselves be involved, but are remiss to not turn in their imams or the people that potentially are building bombs or getting chemicals and materials or weapons to cause havoc in America. And it's part of the religious system not to whistleblow on their fellow Muslims. It's considered anathema. So I wanted to consider that when we're looking at these issues. When we look at Jonathan Gray's DVD set, for example, the Hiraj is another. It's the third woe. The trumpets are being blown. And that's where I refer to the grace, the goodness that's coming with Trump Bents. I call it, and God has a sense of humor. He has Donald Trump's name, Trump, and Pence. I call it the trumpets. God's blowing his trumpets, telling America, repent, O Ephraim, America. Repent before the day of judgment. Bring grace to your people so I can expand the number of souls that are saved before the day of judgment. Repent, O America, so the world will not go through the full-fledged fire so Mark 5 can be meted out so that those days be shortened so that some flesh would survive what's coming. Because believe me, even if Trump and Pence over this term and the next term do great things for America to rebuild it up, don't be surprised if following that, we have a move backward with the Democrats reorganized to create great evil in America and to try to steal the following election, which means, the 2020 and 2024, the 2024 elections could be very horrendous if we lose power again to the powers of darkness of the Democrats and their progressive globalists. And we have to also make sure that the Republicans, including the new populist version of Republicans, doesn't make twists and turns to eventually do great evil things in America as well. So, stay in prayer. Stay in contact with them. I'm hoping they'll listen. We listen to Kellyanne Conway and others like the pastor, who is one of the presidential candidates. We need to start realizing that when they're raising concerns over Romney, because Romney's not repenting publicly, you need to be very aware of the fact that Trump could make grave mistakes that could put us in a situation that could put us in a lot of danger. I see this coming quickly. I see the next 100-some days is very likely going to be some economic earthquakes, some geopolitical earthquakes, and a lot of rioting in America pushed by people like Soros, who should be Delta-forced. George Soros needs to be in a military tribunal in America in lockdown before a military judge for war crimes against America and the world. The man is crazy. He's the one funding Stein to do the recount to cause a lot of economic and geopolitical chaos in America.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. And, of course, coming up in the next few days, we have Leo Lyons-Agami First Hour tomorrow, Ryan from our NutriMed team, and Tim Alexander. My son Matt will be back for a follow-up on First Hour on Friday, and Morrison back after a few weeks. Major updates. We're going to do some video updates, too, for the last few Twiland shows. They'll be posted up on YouTube and Vimeo. And, of course, our firing line, if you have questions regarding wellness protocols, do get your questions into our order line, 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871. There's a number of people that were trying to get in for the sale. Michelle's pretty lenient. If you have been trying to and wanted to get into the sale, you do need to call and talk to her today, 888-212-8871. And she, again, I'm not going to promise anything, but she's pretty reasonable with people if you're desperate to get the sales so you can be able to afford the nutraceuticals to get yourself well. Some of the latest news now, and I'm going to touch on a couple of issues. OPEC, of course, has dropped 1.2 million barrels of oil a day, which has spiked the price. The latest news, of course, from Aleppo is Damascus is pressing offensive against the Aleppo rebels. They're very close to winning. Donald Trump vows to step away from the business empire, which is good. The Fidel Castro issue is ashes begin a four-day procession to the revolutionaries' birthplace. I mean, this is pretty crazy. We have tornadoes showing up. This is pretty late in the year. Now, at the end of November, almost December, tornadoes ripping through southern U.S. kill at least five. And, of course, on health issues, there's always new, amazing new news going on. Three-person babies should go ahead, says the panel. This is a panel on mitochondrial donated techniques. I mean, they're donating mitochondria for people that have mitochondriopathy to create babies genetically. They now can have CRISPR-created babies that can have up to 35-plus parents genetically by actually transferring whole chromosomes. They'll soon be able to do with CRISPR partial chromosome transfers and even transgenics, which means they can create transhumans with animal or even genetically designed de novo genes. So the rise of the, quote, Superman and Superwomen and the transgenic superheroes is reality. That's scary stuff. They're also talking about using ecstasy, which, by the way, comes out of Netanya, Israel, as a prescription drug for post-traumatic stress disorder. And they have patients. I have nutraceuticals that are far superior to that. And you don't need to go to psychotic or antipsychotic or psychedelic drugs in order to achieve that. So, Trump is continuing to use conservative tacticians to run Health and Human Services, Medicare, and Medicaid. He's going to roll things back 3 or 4 years, so prices will drop, but they're not going to fix the health care unless they approach the issue of large Medica, large big pharma, and malpractice, which means the malpractice lawyers, which are tied primarily to the Democrats, but probably also to the Republican Party. They need to get rid of malpractice. So if you tinker around the edges of a problem, you don't deal with it, you can roll it back to some pricing maybe a few years ago, but you haven't fixed it. So let's push for real solutions. I have a video I'm presenting. I'm going to send to Bart Goldberg, my colleague and friend, Dr. Ron Klatz's cohort that knows Donald Trump personally and has been for 30 plus years. You need to get this information through to him, because if he doesn't approach the real structural problems behind the high cost of healthcare and occupational medicine, you're not only not going to fix healthcare, you're not going to fix the cost of building vehicles or air conditioners, because OCMED is too expensive in this country. Your questions and comments are welcome. 800-313-9443, any hour except the last hour of Friday. Leo Zagami's on hour one tomorrow. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.